Hey, we got Nick on the phone from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette. How are things shaping up there, bud?
Oh, just enjoying the great weather here.
It isn't the greatest weather for driving, but if you know where you're going, it's not that big a deal.
No, it's not too bad. Got the sled dog races tonight downtown.
Yeah, how's that affecting traffic right now to your shop?
Actually, my street, Front Street, is open. They don't close that one off for the sled dog races, so you can pull up and park right in front of the shop.
Okay,
no problem.
That's good to hear. Are you getting folks coming in, fishermen coming in, headed to Big Bay?
Yeah, I am. Guys have been trickling in all morning, picking up a lot of wigglers, shiners, getting ready for tomorrow.
That's good to hear. I heard you guys are carrying some shiners there, so I imagine that's probably a good chunk of your business.
Yep. Actually, just had them chip in some extra just yesterday, so I'm stocked up.
That's good to hear. I wanted to talk a little bit about the reports you're hearing. For those that are headed to Big Bay, I'm getting still getting really good perch fishing reports this year, and it's been consistent all winter long since they've had safe ice. What are you hearing from Lake Independence, that is?
Really, all I've heard, too, is perch. I haven't heard a whole lot on the walleye or the pike, but the perch guys have been pretty happy, it seems like.
Have you got any tips or any hearing any information about what's been working up there?
A lot of guys are getting wigglers for them, and then really small fatheads.
Okay. Well, if you don't mind, I'd like to switch over and talk about some of the products that you're carrying there. Had some good reports on the jawjacker style of tip-ups, and you were the first person to tell me about those, and then had a report come in, so maybe we could talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I've got a few left in stock. Actually used mine this weekend. We had a bunch of tip-ups out, and we had one jawjacker out there. The jawjacker had two out of the three flags. It only missed one, so I was pretty happy with that. Definitely works well for the smaller panfish in that, too. You can catch a perch on it, where, you know, with a regular tip-up rig, that's just not going to happen.
Yeah, unless it's a really big one, obviously. And we'll continue with Nick talking about the jawjacker and specifically how it kind of mechanically works and how he sets them up, as well as other tips for fishing around the area, including river fishing for winter steelhead and browns. And we got some good reports to confirm, too. So stay tuned for part two coming up later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.